This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Daylight saving time. Spring forward, fall back. About 70 countries around the world observe daylight saving time. In the Northern Hemisphere, clocks spring forward an hour in the spring and fall back to standard time in the fall. In the Southern Hemisphere, where the seasons are opposite, nations that participate move their clocks the opposite way. However, most countries along and below the equator have no reason to participate in this semi-annual time shift. Many people think that the purpose of daylight saving time is to give farmers more hours of sunlight to do their work. This is a myth. Farmers are the first to say that they rise with the sun, not the clock. A bug collector from New Zealand was the first person to propose a time shift in the summer months. George Hudson wanted more hours to collect bugs and suggested a two-hour time shift. In April 1916, Germany became the first country to adopt daylight saving time. Germany's original purpose was to conserve energy during the war. European and North American countries followed its lead with hopes that people would stay outdoors longer and use less artificial energy. This may have worked years ago. However, modern conveniences, such as air conditioners and shopping malls, have offset these savings. Daylight saving time does appear to have some benefits. Tourists are more likely to stay out later and spend more money. Daylight saving time may also reduce car accidents, since it makes roads brighter during the afternoon rush hour. Those who suffer from seasonal affective disorder seem to benefit greatly from daylight saving time. On the other hand, there is always an increase in car accidents and a decrease in productivity during the first few dark mornings of daylight saving time, when our internal clocks are still adjusting. Some health experts also argue that this unnatural adjustment puts a strain on the human body, especially when daylight saving time begins. As we know from jet lag, losing an hour is more difficult on the body than gaining an hour. In addition, seasonal time changes cause confusion for travelers and business workers in different time zones. If your region observes daylight saving time, would you miss the extra hour of sunlight without it? If you don't change your clocks, do you think many countries will join you in the 21st century? For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our discussion starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.